Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Attorney Paul Cambria joining us live this morning. Bills running back LeSean McCoy not expected to be charged in any way for the alleged home invasion and robbery at his home in Georgia this summer, which injured his former girlfriend. Paul, you've kind of been saying all along that this is the way this was going to go. From a criminal standpoint, is this the end of it?
Well, I think it is. I haven't even seen any basis for civil. They haven't connected him directly, at least from what we've heard, what's been publicly reported. And from the very beginning, you know, we discussed the fact that I just didn't see a connection there enough to charge him with a crime. And it looks like that's how it's going to turn out.
You know, you mentioned the civil suit. There is that civil suit pending. How big of a hit to that is the fact that he won't be charged criminally?
Well, I mean, the burden of proof is different and a civil suit is lower. But again, no one has made a direct claim that he either sent that person there who allegedly assaulted her or that he was part of it himself personally. And without that, you really don't have a basis for any sort of collection against him to hold him responsible for that.
You know, police told Ian Rappaport, Milton, Georgia police, said that they didn't have enough evidence against him. So if they didn't have enough evidence against him, you know, for criminal charges, that they don't have enough evidence for a civil trial too, right?
Well, I don't see any evidence. I haven't heard a thing that would connect him directly. And you recall in the very beginning, I was very skeptical about this and thought that she might have even had this thing set up herself, and that it'll be interesting to see how it plays out in the end. But I think we're going to be surprised at what the real facts are.
How have you thought LeSean McCoy has handled this throughout the situation? You know, he's kind of stayed the course in maintaining he was innocent and continuing to play while this investigation was going on. I know you've kind of said before that that's what you would recommend he do.
Yeah, without a doubt. Business as usual. If you're innocent, act innocent. And I think he did the right thing instead of hashing and rehashing. It's, look, I didn't do it, so that's that. Going to get on with my life, and that's the exact way to handle it.
He didn't react to this yesterday. Is there any need for him to say anything going forward?
No, you see, every time that he says something, then that generates a bunch of other stories about what he said, and it keeps it going. You know, it has a life. It continues to have a life. You're better off just responding once, and that's it.
You know, you've represented athletes before who have been involved in whether it's accusations or other things. How concerned are they? Because outside of the whole criminal view is what the league ends up deciding to do with the player. And they kind of have their own discretion. Even if somebody is in charge, they can choose to suspend, something like that. How concerned typically are athletes that you've represented in the past with what the league decides they may or may not do?
Yeah, that's always a concern. You've seen the NFL, the NHL, and so on get very involved in these, especially if there's any allegation of misconduct from a sexual nature or domestic violence. And so clearly that's an issue. The leagues have tried to keep a high line for their players and so on. But the real problem is, do they get too involved sometimes and involved in something that ought to just be personal?
Do you think, though, Paul, that athletes have a big target on their back in general?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Everybody knows professional athletes make lots and lots of money, and they're obviously out there. They're attracted. People are attracted to them. Men and women are attracted. And so, it's easy to identify them and know they have money. And so it's a problem, believe me. I have a number of professional athletes right now who are targets of, you know, people writing letters and saying we're going to do this or do that or sue or what have you. And we just deal with it on a daily basis.
These are names that are not in the news, right?
Yeah, definitely not in the news. Exactly.
All right, Paul, we appreciate the time. As always, that's Paul Cambry, our expert legal analyst.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.